governor announces his alternative fuel initiative with today's accent on agriculture. Hello, everyone. I'm Lee Maddox. Alternative or renewable fuels continues to be one of the most talked about issues on and off the farm.
Well, we see this as a great opportunity for Tennessee agriculture as well as citizens at large. As you know, the governor established a working group of state agencies in February. We conducted a lot of work and submitted him some recommendations, and he's approved those.
Assistant Commissioner of Agriculture Joe Gaines says the governor's alternative fuels initiative is going to be a boost for farmers and consumers.
Right now, we've only got two or three retail pumps in the state, and we hope through some cost-share incentives that are included within the governor's budget to be able to establish 70 more new retail facilities for both E85 ethanol and B20 biodiesel by this next year.
The state budget this year included $4 million to help fund the governor's alternative fuel initiative, and besides state agencies looking to convert their fleet vehicles to run on biofuels, there are other research projects ongoing by the Oak Ridge National Laboratory and UT to look at more cost-effective ways of producing biofuels. Tennessee Farm Bureau President Lacey Upchurch thinks Tennessee could be a leader in this growing industry.
I believe it's something for real. I think that there's enough emphasis on a lot of the good attributes of it, especially from an environmental standpoint, that I think we'll keep getting government support, I think it's for real. I think it's a real good opportunity for rural communities.
And as part of the governor's biofuels initiative, the first governor's conference on alternative fuels will be held in the state next spring. Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us again tomorrow on the TRN.